This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Is a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Luca gets around the lead.
Sticks the dagger home.
Inside, the freshman up. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Taco Man Auto Magazine is in your face.
Heaven help us.
Straight up, for the next hour, my name is Johnny Taco. I'm from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I will hope to, in the next hour, entertain you, inform you, maybe even infuriate you. If I can do one of the three, I think I've done my job. We don't take phone calls on this show. This is not your mom's type of show. So if she's listening, you might want to tell her to go in the other room. Why do I say that? Because it's straight up sports, baby. We tell it like it is here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Taco Man Audio Magazine. If you want to shoot us a text in the studio, you can. Feel free, no commitment. The Johnny Taco text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. On the Taco Man Audio Magazine tonight, we'll concentrate on the NBA Finals. I'm telling you right now, I think that Toronto Raptors are the greatest thing to happen in the NBA in a long, long time. And why do I say that, being a Golden State Warriors fan? Because other teams, you've got to spread this around. Dynasties get boring. That's when it got boring, watching the Warriors win, win, win. Let's see another team challenge them. And Kawhi Leonard seems to be the class act in order to take the Raptors to the title, no doubt about that. So we'll hear about him, and we'll hear from him in depth on tonight's show. We'll hear Dom's Diner. We'll hear from Clay will be around. Clay Thompson will be around, as will Steph Curry. Next up, we'll start with the defending champions, Steph Curry and Clay Thompson. What happened in Game 4? You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
As Leonard laps the three and the lead is cut to one. Golden State turns it over. Turnovers 11 to 4. Only four to Toronto. Leonard knocks down another three. Leonard, Danny Green, three-pointer. It's good. Raymond Green, pass deflected and stolen. Kawhi Leonard got a hand on it.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The man of the hour, number two, Kawhi Leonard. Man, this guy can rock and roll, pound for pound. He might be the best player in the game right now. Steph Curry, hey, what can I say? He's winning, you're not. Speaking of Steph Curry, here's Steph Curry and Klay Thompson post-game four.
First question on the left side.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. We often hear about the Warriors' championship pedigree and feel it. How much did you feel Kawhi Leonard's identity tonight, and in what areas did he affect this game?
I mean, he played amazing. He hit every big shot, momentum shot that in that third quarter gave him the lead, and then kept the separation. So we played pretty well for 26 minutes, and then they took control of the game. It's one of those nights where you play a lot of energy and start to build momentum, and then the wheels fall off a little bit. So for us, just understand they played another great game. Overall, as a team, not just Kawhi, and we got to do something about it if we want to extend this series and have another game here.
Right here in the front.
Klay, Valeria Rubino, V-Sport. Basketball is becoming more and more scientific. How do you find the balance between pushing your limits on the court and resting your body also to come back from injuries? Is it more based on your sensations or on scientific evaluations?
I think it's just based on the NBA Finals and the chance to be at this stage and compete. A lot of guys are banged up. Probably on both teams, and it's just such a special opportunity. You just never know when it'll ever come back again. And obviously the science of nutrition and sports medicine is at all-time high right now, so we have a great training staff who was able to get me back out there.
Steph, you and Klay have been teammates for so many years. What's the impact he has had on your career? Does he make you a better player?
Definitely makes our entire team better. He showed that tonight, obviously, with The injury like that, and to come back playing aggressive, hitting big shots, and giving us a chance to even be in the game. So obviously he's a gamer, and you love to go to war with guys like that. And we've been doing it for a long time.
Dan, standing in the back right.
Back here, Dan Devine from The Ringer. Guys, you've been in this uncomfortable position before and been able to come back out of 3-1 down. What can you draw from that experience in 2016 as you try to get back on the right track here?
That's not over. I mean, it's not a good feeling right now, obviously. But like you said, we've been on both sides of it. And for us, it's an opportunity for us to, just flip this whole series on its head. You got to do it one game at a time. It sounds cliche, and for us, that's literally the only way we're going to get, back in the series is give everything we got for 48 minutes, everybody that steps foot on that floor in game five. In our locker room, we were talking about believing. Everybody out there, believe that we can get this done. And we got, like I said, we can draw on those experiences that we had, back in the day and see what happens.
Ron in the back.
Steph, Ron Karczyk from the San Francisco Chronicle. You guys talk a lot about rhythm in your offense and your shooting. It seemed like you never really found your rhythm much tonight, especially in contrast to two nights ago. Why do you think that was, and did the Raptors try anything different on you in the wake of your big game the other night?
I mean, not really. They've been aggressive all series and trying to take, space away from me and Clay. I missed some shots early that I usually make, especially, from the three-point line. But overall, I feel like I got, good looks. And obviously, I'm sure they were a little bit more, focused on us too, considering how game three went and having a great game plan. So still look at the film, figure out how I can make the right decisions with the ball in my hands and be aggressive and assertive and make those adjustments for game five.
Towards the center.
Hey, Clay. So how much do you think your hamstring has affected your game tonight, even though you got a great game with 28 points? But did you still feel the pain and play through it? Because we saw you kind of limped when you get off the court.
It didn't affect me. And like I said before, it's the finals. It's a long season. You play 100-plus games. You're going to be banged up. But you just got to dig deep. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for you. So you just got to go out there, man up, and play to the best of your ability.
Phil, again, towards the middle.
Hey, Steph. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat, just to your right. I'm sure that nobody is throwing in the towel in any way. Like you said, you're going to look at the film and come up with some answers. But I'm wondering, just considering the stakes tonight and the history of what you guys have done in this building, is there a certain amount of shock at tonight's result?
I mean, not really. We try to win every game we play. I mean, you don't succeed the way we have over the course of these years without that mentality. So, as second half unfolds and things aren't going our way, we're still, like we said, fighting and trying to, get over the hump. But, until the final buzzer sounds and somebody gets the four wins, we still, have life and have an opportunity to win. So, like Clay said, nobody's going to feel sorry for us at all. It's just a matter of can we get it done or not? And we're going to leave it all out there, starting on Monday.
Dan, last question here on the right side.
Guys, Dan Wyke with the Los Angeles Times Gazette. Over these last 5 years, you guys have put so many teams away with big runs, but it seemed like every time you would have a 3-0, 5-0 run tonight, they responded. What is it about them do you think makes them equipped to kind of handle those pushes from you guys?
They're a great team. They're in the NBA Finals. I mean, they got a lot of – everyone knows their role. They got a lot of experience, guys who've been here before. And, I mean, hopefully, game five we have bigger runs and they can't close the gap. But that's just basketball. You got to give them credit.
I'm not getting the body language out of that I wanted to get. I'm talking about the Klay Thompson, of course, Steph Curry. Just not getting the body language here. I'm telling you, they know it's over. They're going to lose Game 5, and their NBA title is over. Good run, hell of a run. One of the most dominant runs in NBA history. Give the Warriors props, but it ain't going to happen in 2019. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline. Next up, we'll hear from the star himself on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The pace that the Raptors really want. They force the pace in game three. Leonard on the pull-up, drills the jumper. Lowry looked like he had a layup there. They swing it, and Leonard answers with a three. Leonard gets it. Going to have to shoot it quickly. He does, and scores.
It was such a smart play by Gasol.
Leonard turns, shoots, and scores. He's a machine. And Leonard the rebound. Leonard 11 points, 3 boards. And his team down by 11. Hits again.
Well, I think they want to get more speed on the floor.
As Leonard knocks the 3, and the lead is cut to 1. Overs 11-4. Only 4 to Toronto. Leonard knocks down another 3. And the first lead of the night for the Raptors.
This is where Kawhi Leonard is so tough, realizing they're in the bonus. He'll put so much pressure on you trying to create contact.
Leonard, pull-up jumper, drills it. Leonard with his 9th rebound. Leonard, pull-up jumper, puts it in. Kawhi Leonard dominating right now. Van Fleet, Leonard jumper, got it! Raptors showing such poise here in this hostile arena. Leonard, open three, knocks it down, Kawhi Leonard. Leonard, Danny Green, three-pointer, it's good! Danny Green from downtown. You talk about the complete player. Kawhi Leonard with another masterpiece as he continues one of the great runs in NBA playoff history.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Kawhi Leonard, the man of the hour, no doubt about that, number two of the Toronto Raptors. Well, he may be the next star, but, you know, he's got a lot to say, but he says it with such a quiet manner. It's sort of like he carries a big stick, but he doesn't use it much. He doesn't hit anybody with it. He sort of gets by just by being Kawhi Leonard, Mr. Smooth. Check him out postgame.
Hey, Kawhi, Trista Crick, USA Today. Obviously, you guys are effective offensively, but your defense is really what obviously shined tonight. 04 Pistons come to mind, 2014 Spurs also come to mind. You were obviously with Danny on that team. Can you just describe the differences between the team in 2014 that you were on with Danny and this one defensively?
We're playing two different teams, and I think we're a lot younger. We could switch pretty much if Serge is in the lineup, 1 through 5. And I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I got to watch film and see what I see. But for the most part, that's what pretty much sticks out. We're probably a little bit longer, a little bit more athletic, and, able to switch like 1 through 5.
Robert, towards the middle.
Robert Letal, BSO. Kawhi, could you talk a little bit about that first quarter? Your teammates were struggling a little bit with their shot. You were more aggressive in that first quarter trying to keep you guys in the game. Is that something, as kind of the leader of the team, you got a feeling that you didn't want it to get away from you on the road, and that's how you decided to come out and attack that?
Yeah, and at the same time, I knew, I had faith that it was going to turn around for us. We was missing a lot of wide open shots. Obviously I was getting to my spots and shooting the ball. But like you said, as the quarter went on towards the last 4 or 5 minutes, I tried to stay as aggressive as possible, get to my spots, be confident, shoot the basketball. And, within that first quarter, I still was passing the ball. I wanted my team to still stay in the rhythm. And know that I'm going to give them the ball when they're open.
Davide here in the third row.
Kawhi, Davide Chinellato, Gazzetta Italy. You win 3 games out of 4 against a team who is mentioned when we talk about best dynasty ever. What makes you better than them so far?
It's not over yet, so I can't say that we're better. Just the key to tonight's win was pretty much, as you guys know, playing defense, and towards that second half, we started to make some shots, and we just pretty much stuck into the game, stayed in the game.
What have you seen constantly in your team that has made the difference 3 times out of 4? Like, I don't know, your determination, your ability to defend, or you guys making shots?
I mean, I pretty much just said it. Our defense, and willing to stay in the game, have faith. Not put our head down, knowing that we're going to make shots. And, that's pretty much what happened tonight.
Fourth row towards the center.
Role in the Guardian. Kawhi, you obviously had an explosive third quarter, and so did your team. I'm just curious, what was said during halftime?
Nothing really. We're confident. We're on a roll, down 4. We wanted to come in and have a good third quarter. Come out the first 5 minutes, stay aggressive on both ends of the floor, keep our energy up. That's all we did.
Arash over in the back right.
Quite, you're right, Arash Madane from Sportsnet. Further to that, this isn't a team that gets outscored by 16, especially out of the break. They're a good third quarter team. How do you think you guys were able to keep your foot on the gas pedal throughout to limit them and to score the way you did?
Obviously, just stay focused on, Clay and Steph. Just trying to make sure they don't get in too good of a rhythm. You know, they're great players. Just try to make sure we contest them as much as possible. And then on the other end, just come down and, you know, try to have some ball movement, some flow, some pace, and, you know, just make hard cuts and just believe. Stay confident in your shot, and, you know, that's what happened.
Michael, over here on the left side.
Kawhi, Michael Grange from Sportsnet over down this middle. I mean, you're staying in the moment's kind of been your theme all season, but you are one game away from an NBA title. Does that sort of make it a little more difficult to stay in the moment? And how do you feel about that going into game five?
You just got to be patient with it, you know. Not really. You know, we were two games away, four games away. It doesn't matter until you get that fourth win. And, you know, we just have to stay confident in ourselves, be patient, don't try to rush things, and see how it plays out.
Next question, back right.
Hi, Kawhi here. Carlos Ramirez, Telemundo. It appeared you guys had some more problems when they switched up straight up instead of when they went double-teamed you guys, whether it was you or Kyle. Were you surprised they were not switching more, especially in that fourth quarter, just trying to double you up, like that pass you had for Danny when Steph helped off the strong side corner?
You're saying was I surprised they didn't switch more and not double? No. I thought we played well on the switches. They put the bigs on the guards, and we attacked and, you know, made passes, and we made shots or drove and found somebody under the rim. And, no, not really. I didn't think of it like that. We just kept playing the game and read and react.
Right here in this corner.
Kawhi, Kahari Jones, post-up zone. You guys were able to stay level-headed and composed throughout the season. And how were you able to do that, and how did it affect the shape of the team?
I mean, just going through the season and, you know, having our ups and downs, our experiences as a team of, you know, having bad streaks of losing or winning just, you know, within our huddle. And, you know, we just take those experiences and, you know, keep moving and learn from them and just all talk to each other, really, and just keep our mindset on one goal.
Last question on the right side.
Kawhi, Jonathan Cho, Dia TV. If the Raptors win the NBA title, what do you think this will mean for Canada and the Toronto Raptors? You've already won with the San Antonio Spurs. You've seen the way it impacted that community. What do you think this will do for Canada?
I'm really not sure. I guess you really have to ask somebody on the street or one of our fans. I'm pretty sure it's a long time waiting. They're going to be excited. I mean, they're already excited just as just being here for the first time. They're going crazy after the Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't know. There's no telling. You got to ask probably, like I said, a fan or somebody that's in Canada, that's been living in Canada for a while. But, I mean, I know they're going to be super excited. I don't know. We'll see.
What can I say? If I were a betting man, and I am at times, but not right now, I'd bet the house on the Toronto Raptors winning Game 5. I just think the momentum's there. They've got the locale. Everything's going to be rock and rolling for them. If they can win in Golden State two in a row, they can win anywhere on the planet. I think they are the 2019 champions, and more power to them. They haven't been crowned yet, but stranger things have happened. But I just don't see the Warriors coming back here. I just don't think they have I think they're too injured. Bottom line is they're too injured, and Kevin Durant is around. And would it be a different series if Durant was around? I didn't mention in this hour, but would it? I don't know. Bottom line is, next up, we'll hear from the king himself. I'm talking about the Sports Byline King. Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner on Sports Byline.
Raptors, here we go. They get it to Leonard. Drives right. Down to the baseline. Fall away for the win. Got it! Got it! Rim! And danced on the rim. It hit four rims and went down. Kawhi Leonard's shot went up in the air. It hit the rim. It bounced on the rim before going through the bucket. Toronto wins 92-90. It's on to Milwaukee and the Eastern Conference Final. Oh, my goodness. Toronto wins it 92-90.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening. I can't believe you clapped about that. It's a man raping men in Houston. It's like seven men have already come forward in the Houston area and reported this, which means he must have raped thousands. That's a tough phone call for us to make. It's not like when you get raped, ladies. There's no, society don't give a fuck about male rape. There's no hotline for us. If man get raped, you just gotta get up. Walk that shit off. Huh? Got raped. Caught me slipping.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is good, everyone? It is time for a very special edition of Dom's Diner. The baseball season almost halfway through, all-star voting off and running. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at the best and the worst in the season of MLB so far. A little bit different. We're not highlighting the best and the worst in the week in sports, but we're going to take big picture Major League Baseball winners and losers. We're gonna do it all. So let's start with the teams. We'll start with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
We'll do the teams first. Let's start there. So going winners, the Tampa Bay Rays, first winner. 35-23. 12 games over 500. Second place in the American League East. 5 games up on the Red Sox for third place. You look at it. Tampa Bay, not a team filled with a lot of household names, but one of their best players, Austin Meadows. He's definitely going to be a winner when we get towards the winner section of the individual awards that I'm handing out here. He's been huge. But the Rays just get it done. Yoni Chirinos has been great as a starter, as a swingman, as an opener, whatever capacity they want him to pitch in. He's been fantastic. Blake Snell's been great also. Again, coming off his Cy Young Award win last season. So, shout out to the Tampa Bay Rays. They've been solid as a winner so far this season. The next winner, the Minnesota Twins, 40-19, leading the AL Central by 10.5 games over the Cleveland Indians. How about that? A 10-game lead over a team. It's consistently been fantastic. They made the World Series and they lost, but the Indians have created a bit of excellence, and they're not good this year. A lot of individual players will be on my losers list, as will the Cleveland Indians. But I guess now that I'm talking about the Indians, they don't need to be on the losers list because it's disappointment for a team that's got that many all-stars that has been so damn good for the last 5-plus years to be marginal at 500, 10 games out of first place in the division. That's not a good look. My next winner, the Dodgers. It hurts me. I'm a Giants fan, but the Dodgers have been fantastic. 43-19 record. They've got a double-digit lead in the NL West over the Rockies and the Padres. My Giants 16.5 games back. So shout out to the Dodgers. I gotta respect it. They've been fantastic. Walker Buehler's been great. Kershaw's healthy. He's starting to come into form. Hyunjin Ryu's been fantastic, and I mean absolutely phenomenal. He's been awesome. So the Dodgers, as much as it pains me to say, they have been winners. My last winner on the team side of things, the Philadelphia Phillies. Currently lead the NL East 34-27 over the Atlanta Braves by just a game. But it was all the drama. No, they got Bryce Harper. He's not actually that good. He's going to cost them wins. He won't put them over the top. What a mistake. They never should have gotten Bryce Harper. Trust me, I heard it a lot. And let me tell you right now, you're wrong. A, Bryce Harper makes everybody around him better. That's A. B, he wasn't the only guy they went out and got. They got Andrew McCutchen, who suffered a torn ACL injury this week. They got JT Realmuto. They got Gene Segura. They got a lot of talented guys. It wasn't just Harper. It was just he was the headliner. So I think people kind of forgot that, oh, wait, they got these other guys too? Oh, yeah. Oops, my bad. So winners, the Phillies. Now we're going to move on to winners. We're going to do it individual players who are winners now. And then we'll take it, we'll look at the losers, and then we'll touch on the league leaders at the end here at the diner. So first winner, we'll do some pitchers. Justin Verlander, he's got 9 wins, 93 innings pitched, 110 strikeouts, 2.4 ERA, a .74 whip, and 12 quality starts, which is fantastic. Also winner, Hyunjin Ryu. I mentioned him. He's been on my winners list before. 88 innings, a microscopic 1.35 ERA. 1.35. He's got 9 wins also. Only 71 strikeouts, but Ryu, not a big strikeout guy. Next winner, Garrett Cole, Houston Astros. He's been fantastic. 3.72 ERA. Not quite as sexy, but his whip is only 1. He's got 130 strikeouts, 10 quality starts also, and he's got 5 wins. ERA hurts him a little bit. And here's a winner who's a little bit of a surprise. I don't think anybody expected this. Matthew Boyd. Do you even know who he pitches for? Well, he's a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. He's got 5 wins, a 3.08 ERA, 104 whip, 7 strikeout to walk ratio, 105 strikeouts, 10 quality starts. Really quick, we're actually going to go back. Hyunjin Ryu, he's got 71 strikeouts. Not as high of a total as some of these other guys who are in the hundreds, but he's got a 14 strikeouts to walk ratio. 14. Every 14 strikeouts he gets, he walks one guy. Hyunjin Ryu, you do you. That is impressive. Even at 71 strikeouts, again, not a high total, but 14 to 1. Moving on to the hitters winners list. Number one, Christian Yelich, the reigning NL MVP. It's been absurd. He's got a slugging over 11, an OPS over 1,100, 23 homers, 52 RBIs, 49 runs, and for good measure, he's got 14 stolen bases. Go to the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger. He leads the league in hitting. He's got an OPS over 1,100. It's almost 1,200. Mind you, these OPS numbers are things guys only like Mike Trout and Barry Bonds put up. Anything over like 900 is a quality OPS. These guys are 200 points over that. Yelich and Bellinger. Bellinger, 20 homers, 54 RBIs. Just like Yelich contributes a little bit on the base paths, he's got 7 steals. Another winner, Mike Trout. It's almost not fair to put him on the list. It's like, do we really need to put Mike Trout on the list? We know he's good. 294, 16 homers, 41 RBIs. Also 7 stolen bases. His OPS is only 1063. Slacker. One of the biggest winners this season, Josh Bell, first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So many years it feels like it's been, this is going to be Josh Bell's year. Josh Bell is going to break out this year. Who is your sleeper pick for fantasy baseball? It's going to be Josh Bell. He hasn't quite lived up to that billing until 2019, at least through the first half. Josh Bell hitting 333. He's a power guy, and he's still hitting 333. 18 homers, 56 RBIs, 45 runs. He'd use a little more discipline at the plate. He's got a 333 average and only a 396 on base, but he's slugging almost 700, which would put him, puts him in the top 5 of slugging percentage. We also want to give a shout out, Joey Gallo. Yeah, Joey Gallo, the guy who doesn't hit singles. Remember, he hit 100 home runs before he hit 100 singles in his career. Well, Gallo's hitting 276, 17 home runs, 41 RBIs, and his on-base percentage is 421 for a guy who strikes out a lot. Shout out to Joey Gallo. We've got a few minutes left here at the Niner, so it's time to highlight the losers. First loser, the Baltimore Orioles, 20 games under 500. They're not going to be good anytime soon. And this also goes for the Royals, also 20 games under 500, almost an identical record to the Orioles. It's not pretty. And you think about it, the Royals just 5 years ago were a quality team in the playoffs, and they had to burn it down because they just couldn't afford to extend all their quality players. And they kept Alex Gordon, but Lorenzo Cain got traded. Moustakas is gone. Hosmer's gone. You can't keep high talent. It's a little more difficult when you're not a big market team and you're the Kansas City Royals. And the Orioles have been so bad for what feels like it's been forever, but it actually hasn't been quite that long that they've been bad, but they're bad. Other losers, the Marlins. This is a team that was once loaded with an outfield of Giancarlo Stanton, Marcelo Zuna, Christian Yelich, your infield. You had Justin Bour, who's not there. Your catcher was JT Realmuto, Martin Prado. And the demise of the Marlins really started with the unfortunate, the tragic death of Jose Fernandez. And he was their ace. He was their pitcher. He was their young star. And seemingly after his death, everything kind of went downhill. The Marlins decided, yeah, you know what? Maybe we don't want to go super hard and try to win as much as we can. And now they're 30 games under 500. I wanted to give the Reds losers, but they're actually around 500. So shout out to the Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Still teetering on the point of committing to a rebuild. They are playing a lot of young guys. have not yet moved any of their old players, their veterans, for salary cap relief and for prospects. We'll have to see what happens at the trade deadline come the end of July. But until then, the Giants, losers. And then as we wrap things up here at the diner, just a few precious minutes left, take a look at some of the losers that on the individual level. First off, Aaron Nola, pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's 6-1, but he's got a 4.63 ERA and a 1.53 whip. Now, the Phillies lineup is loaded. I mentioned it earlier. They've brought in a lot of talented players, a lot of all-stars. So Nola can get away with giving up a handful of runs and still getting a win, as evidenced by his 6-1 record. But the peripherals, not good for Aaron Nola. You have to hope, if you're a Phillies fan, that he'll get it together, because Aaron Nola does have ace-like stuff. It just hasn't been very good this year. Losers. I talked about the Cleveland Indians. Well, here's some of the guys who have contributed to the Indians being so bad. First off, Jose Ramirez. He's hitting .200 with 21 runs, 20 RBIs, and his OPS has declined from .939 last year to .597 this year. The 342-point decline is the largest in MLB this year. Not good at all from a guy who's been an MVP candidate the last few years. And the starting rotation, two guys in particular, one Corey Kluber, your ace, 35 innings, 5.8 ERA, 1.65 whip, and injuries to go with it. Like I said, he's only pitched 35 innings. Carlos Carrasco, all-star pitcher, 65 innings, he's been hurt, 4.98 ERA and 1.3 whip. Not pretty for the Indians. Those are three guys that have kind of contributed to the struggles of the Cleveland Indians. Moving on, Noah Syndergaard, four. The ace of the New York Mets, or one of the aces. We do have Jacob DeGrom, who's pretty damn good, too. For a guy who is a strikeout pitcher, only having 81 strikeouts in 92 innings is surprising. He has been healthy this year, though. Big thing for Thor is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. But in addition to the low strikeout totals, also has a 4.83 whip. My final individual loser, that goes out to you, Darvish. Soldier Boy? You! You, Darvish, 4.88 ERA, 1.52 whip. He had the Tommy John surgery. Remember, the Cubs paid a lot of money to bring in you, Darvish, to lead that rotation. Has not been very good so far this year. And now, really quick, before we wrap things up here at the diner, seconds left. Top your leaders in MLB. Average, Cody Bellinger, 365. Home runs, Christian Yelich, 23. RBIs, Josh Bell, 56. And ERA, Hyunjin Ryu, 135. Shout out to Mike Soroka, the rookie for the Braves, 1.38. And strikeouts, Garrett Cole, 130. And saves, a guy you may not have heard of, Kirby Yates from the San Diego Padres, leads the league in saves. That is going to wrap things up here. Special edition of Dom's Diner. Remember, you are tuned in to the Taco Man audio magazine, found exclusively on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unaware. He said, "Is your name Pedro?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Then come with me because you're the man we've been looking for." I said, "Hey, man, I've been framed." "Hey, no, really, man, I was framed. Up and let the bright lights shine. There was 10 poor dudes like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of somebody's evil plans when this scroungy looking dude came up and said,
"Yeah, that's him, man."
"Hey, wait a minute, man, I've been framed, man."
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Too bad.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Thank you for the couple of texts that I got during the show. Sort of cool. Some of you like me, some of you don't. Which, I can accept that. Bottom line is, I want to thank, of course, the great skills of Kawhi Leonard. Man, what can I say? He is the MVP. I think he's the guy. I think he's the next Steph Curry. I mean, Steph Curry scores 47 points and loses. That's how good the Toronto Raptors are when it comes to playing the Golden State Warriors. 47 points, and they still lose. At the end of the day, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, great players, but second this year to Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. Now, I may need eat my words on that one, but I don't think I will. I think it's a solid bet that the Raptors are going to be the 2019 NBA champions. That being said, I want to thank Dominic Jimenez. Next week, he'll be back. That's right. I'm talking about Seth Meyers, the king of late night TV. He's been on vacation for a couple weeks. We gave him the time off. It's okay. It's part of his contract. But Seth will be back next week. We'll have some fun with them. So I want to thank my producer, the great Scott Cuddy. I want to thank you, of course, tuning in for the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. That's Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time on the East Coast, meaning 1 a.m. Sunday morning on the East Coast. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. Don't forget, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and a whole lot more. Until next time, I am the Taco Man, and you know it.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.